This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. Look, up there you can actually give me your email address. And every week I send out an email, I'll tell you who's going to be in the show, topics are going to be disgusting. Disgusting. Yeah. They're pretty disgusting topics most of the time, really, seriously. But I'll tell you who's going to be in the show and what we got going on. And, you know, yes, I do hawk some things on my on the email that you'll get. But, you know, ignore them if you don't want them. But, you know, it's how I keep telling you. Some of you have said you're glad you found the show. You love these, quote-unquote, smaller shows, you know, the Limbaughs of the world, so to speak. The only way we stay on the air, the only way we can keep doing what we're doing is if you help buy some of the products that we're selling. So head up to our websites. If there's something up there you find you like, you want, please feel free to purchase it. Seriously. Anyway, again, as I say, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Michael Hausman's going to join me this hour later on, at the bottom of the hour. Michael's our libertarian friend, and libertarian friend, so I'm not sorry. And Michael, you know, got to tell you, he does have a different point of view on things. He does come at things a little differently than I would. But he comes at it heartfelt, not because all his libertarian buddies, you know, speak that way or talk to the issues that way. He comes at it because he really means it. Anyway, again, as I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let's get at it, because this stuff more than makes me nuts. And now we have a time, you know, for you conservatives that beat your brains out to get Trump in or to make sure that Hillary didn't get in. If you're not pushing back on these protesters, if you don't do something to help make sure that we maintain, we're going to lose it again. We haven't won forever here. This isn't a guaranteed position. And you look at what's going on all across the country. You already had one casualty out of Miami. The Miami mayor said that he was going to back down from his sanctuary city mindset. They're going to lose too much money. And you've got to be careful what you read from the left, because the left is already out there saying, well, Mr. Obama couldn't do it. The Supreme Court slapped him down from holding back. No, because Mr. Obama was threatening with executive orders. President Trump's not, he is not doing that. See, these police departments, these counties, these cities, they get grants, but in the verbiage of the grant is you only get the grant as long as you're upholding federal law. So if you don't uphold federal law, if you don't live by the terms of the contract, I know Dems have a hard time with the contract, but if you're not living by the terms of the contract, you don't get the money. It's that simple. And I hope he hammers that home. He stopped the Palestinian money. You know, for you Dems that are hardcore, what was it? I saw a number today to fix Flint, Michigan's water problem. It's 220 was it $224 million? We're sending $221 million to the Palestinians for God knows what reason. I hope Trump diverts it to Flint. There you go. On the way out, Mr. Obama gave you some money. There you go. Fix your water. But see, he doesn't care about us. What about us? What about fixing our problems first? What do you think? And the Dems are going out of their minds at how fast Trump's moving. The problem is he's moving so quick they can't keep up with him. And now they've just decided to block him, or try to block him, around every corner. University of California announced that it will ignore laws that it just doesn't like. Don't you love these people? You know, but it's happening throughout the whole country now. Think about it. It's happening more and more. People just are ignoring laws they don't like. Police departments ignore laws they don't like, that their city doesn't like. Excuse me. That's what the Sanctuary City stuff is all about. I don't like the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, the 65-mile-an-hour speed limit, the 70. I mean, I want a no speed limit. I want to go whatever the traffic will bear. How's that? You know, we all have certain things that we believe should be changed. We have laws we believe to be unjust. Right? I personally don't agree with abortion. I don't think it should be as easy to have and to get. Right? But I can't stop it just with a wave of my hand. I can't take the law into my own hands. If I became mayor of the city I live in, I couldn't just stop it from happening. It's the law of the land. On the left, though, things are much different. They live in a whole different universe. They think that they're above the law, that the left is above the law because they know more than we do. They're much more moral. They have a higher ground than we do. They're smarter than we are. You know, and if you're smarter than we are, what's the law mean to you? Now, that's the attitude they seem to have, especially here in California. You only have to look at the left-leaning place. Look at the immigration laws here in California that would just blow, that we don't even... Governor Moonbeam, in a speech he gave about a year ago, he said, hey, come over the border. We love you. Come on up. Come on in. That's right. We have jobs. We have stuff for you. We'll help you live your life. Think about that. I mean, telling people that basically it doesn't matter. And they refuse, you know, they refuse to take part. They won't arrest people unless you are a white male, white female, and maybe not even a white female, I don't know, but a white male who's breaking the law, in which case you will get arrested. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Oh, you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, that was good music. You have to admit. So we actually had music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Jason from Mississippi, thank you for joining us tonight. I do really like when you guys check in and let me know where you're from. Also, Donna from Niagara Falls. My God, a little chilly up there, Donna. Last time I was there, I've got pictures. Now, the falls wasn't frozen, but, man, everything around the falls was frozen solid. So, anyhow, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me, too. If I massacre your name, I'm sorry. Elizabeta from Australia. We got a pretty decent Australian audience. And I don't know why they listen, because I'm sure I massacre the King's English, according to them. No question about it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're engaged and involved listening to the show. You know, and it means a lot to me. It really does, because Otherwise, I'm talking to myself. That gets pretty boring after a while. Anyhow, you know, the schools. We were talking about the California schools. California as a whole, but California schools too. And it's amazing how here in California, we just decide to do what we want to do. You know? We don't listen. We don't follow the laws. I think I told you guys that I am a trustee on the school board. And actually had somebody call me from a newspaper, wanted me to introduce a resolution turning the district into a sanctuary district. Totally befuddled the guy when I said, okay, so you want me to introduce a resolution that says that we will break the law. That's what you want me to do. I was like, no, I want you to do the right thing. I said, yeah. So you want me to do a resolution that says we'll break the law. Well, yeah, but the right thing is to make sure that people don't get drug off the campus. I said, well, nobody's getting drug off any of our campuses that I know of. I'm not aware of it. But what you're asking me to do again, because I swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States, I swore to uphold the Constitution of California, and you're telling me that the right thing for me to do is to break my oath and to break the law. You're good with that. It just sends them into a tailspin, because if they're good, I mean, if they're okay with me breaking the law, then why should I pick their pockets? Why can't I take some money from the district? What's the big whoop? It's all breaking the law. What is there? Oh, I'm not a Dem. That's what it is. Anyway, so the University of California basically just declared itself a sanctuary school, right? They announced that the campus police will not undertake joint efforts with any law enforcement agency or agencies to investigate students suspected of breaking federal immigration laws. Police officers at UC's 10 campuses will not contact, detain, question, or arrest any individual solely on the basis of immigration status, except as required by law. Except as required by law, the school system said. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They know these kids are here illegally.
They have to register for school. Hello?
Right? They have to read. So, if they're required by law, if you're here illegally, you're not allowed to register for school. Oh, you're not supposed to. But who's going to stop them, right? And I don't know where they're getting the money. I know the state of California puts money aside for illegals. See, I don't understand this whole thing. This is the thing that boggles my mind. So, it's illegal to be here. It's illegal to give tax money to illegals, right? And yet, in California, they do all of that. I think we were the first state, too, to legalize marijuana. Which, again, is another thing I don't get. Either it's federal law, it's not. Now, whether you agree with the use of marijuana or not doesn't really matter. You can't, and listen, please don't be a hypocrite. If you listen to my show, please don't be a hypocrite. If you're going to pick and choose the laws you think are okay and not okay, we're not friends. It's against federal law to distribute marijuana, period. Okay? It's not, you don't like it, you want to change it, then you go in front of the Supreme Court, you change it, and you put that back in the hands of each state. That's fine. You do that, and it's legal and it's done right, then I'm with you. I'm fighting right there with you. But just to break the law because you don't like it, you know better than these other people. It's no different than the illegals coming up here. You want to stand for what you believe? That's fine. Matter of fact, I think exercising your right to protest, not riot, to protest, is fine. I think it's wonderful. Right? I went off. So the same people who hinder these lawful detainment and deportation of criminals would force towns and communities to take Syrian refugees. See, they've gotten to a point now that it's just the only thing that matters is what they believe. The law doesn't matter. What's right or wrong doesn't matter. Right? And I hope President Trump does too is when these students apply for federal funding, federal student loans or aid or anything of that, should be all denied. You know, the other thing too, what do you guys think about this idea? I kind of like this. So let's say your school is known for harboring illegals, right? So the school itself is breaking the law. What if you just hold, freeze, or deny student funding. I'm talking about for Americans. Just hold up all the applications. Say, look, we'd love to go through your applications, your legitimate ones, but we can't get past them because we're too busy investigating the illegal activities on campus. Your inability to, you know, do what you're supposed to do. What do you think of that? I like that idea. Because it's my idea. Of course I like it. I mean, we got to do some pretty in-your-face things to get these guys to change. It's the only way it's going to happen. They understand money, don't they? They need money, so they understand money. Border Patrol chief is out one day after Trump Wall's announcement. Now, I gotta slap the hill around for this one a little bit. Okay, because the title almost makes it sound like the reason he left, right? The reason he left was because of Trump signing the Border Patrol, a border wall law, which may not be the case at all. So U.S. Border Patrol Chief Mark Morgan has reportedly left the agency a day after President Trump signed an executive order to build a wall on the Mexican border. One of the reasons this doesn't bother me, really doesn't bother me, is because Border Guards Union, totally 100% behind Donald Trump. Because they want to be able to do their jobs. So the AP reports, citing a current former U.S. official, said that Morgan was no longer in his post, but they don't know whether he resigned or was asked to leave. Trump promised during the presidential campaign that he would build that wall. So in signing the order, he fulfilled part of the pledge. So it doesn't appear that Mexico wants to pay for the wall. This is a law enforcement agency, Trump said during his announcement following the order during a visit to the Department of Homeland Security. But for too long, he said, your officers and agents haven't been allowed to do their job. But they weren't. They were told by the Obama administration, don't you dare do this. Now they're going to be allowed to do their job. They're going to be much happier people. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We come back. Michael Hausman will join me. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Enjoy the ride.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You tiny-brained wafers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. If you listen to The Real Side on GCN, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do mean it's always a pleasure to have you on board with me. But the guy I like having on every week, because I think we have a lot of fun together, Michael Housem joins me as he does every week. And Michael is a columnist, and you got to enjoy some of his writing. Michael, thanks for being with me today.
You know, we probably should have a conversation about the meaning of the word sun.
No, I just set my bar really low.
No, I'm just kidding. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you doing tonight? You having fun yet?
I am having fun. I recorded. I stopped last week doing my weekly radio show, and I'm going to be doing a weekly podcast now. And I recorded two segments today with two great guests, so that'll drop on Saturday. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Good, good, glad to hear it. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say there is one particular thing that has got me really upset tonight. And if you don't mind, I'd like to, by talking about it, I think it may offer myself some consolation, and you might have some insight and wisdom can give me, perhaps an alternative perspective.
Just keep the words at a sixth grade level, we'll be fine.
Oh. Gosh, dang it, I always forget that with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the background. Let me lay the tableau. Okay? Typically, I'm not a fan of government projects of any kind, other than enforcing contracts, protecting the borders, and stopping those that are trying to kill us. I'm pretty much out of the government business, right?
Right.
But every once in a while, there's a project that I get behind that I think is a really, really good idea that I get excited about. And I'm just reading an article here it's in National Review. Chuck DeVore write it. Chuck DeVore being a guy that I at one point tried to vote for, but obviously he never made it onto the statewide ballot.
Right.
I think DeVore ran for senator, governor, something. I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Yep.
There's this particular plan that the state of California was working on. It was a ballot initiative a few years ago that passed. And I'm just now reading from Chuck DeVore that it's run into some problems, and it might threaten the existence of the whole thing. And I am utterly despondent about it, Joe. And I'm really not sure where to turn.
Wait a minute. It's a law about what?
No, it's a program. It's a program that the state of California is implementing or has been in the process of implementing. And the whole thing was signed off by state of California voters in 2008, right?
Right.
It was a ballot initiative in 2008 for this program, and things have been rocking along. What I thought, and this is the part that's the problem for me, I thought everything was going great. Well, it turns out not only is it not going great, but DeVore in this article seems to think that the thing's not going to happen at all, and I'm really bummed out about it.
Okay. What does it actually do?
Well, here's the deal. What it does...
I'm scared now. Go ahead.
Well, here's the down... Let me tell you the things that DeVore is asserting has happened that's killing what has been my favorite project. That the part of the project that they're working on right now, turns out it's like 50% over budget. And it's just a poor... They're working on about 25% of it. They kind of put this project into segments, and they're working on one little segment right now, and it's taken like 7 years longer than they planned to do it, and it's about 50% over budget. And they're looking at it now that the whole thing is going to be way over budget, like billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars over budget. And I really think it's something that's important that the state needs, and it might not happen.
You know, the show's only a half hour long now, right? That's all we have left, right? You realize that. 20 minutes.
Yeah, and I think the idea of a private high-speed train from Los Angeles to San Francisco is exactly, like a buddy of mine in the middle of the rainstorms that we had the other day, he's like, well, you know, It's a bummer that the state of California didn't invest in more reservoirs and ways to collect all this rainwater that's obviously by now washed out into the ocean.
You know the story. And I'm like, yeah. You know the story behind that, right?
Well, yeah, of course I do. But I mean, I saw his tweet and I understood his point. But damn it, we're spending billions of dollars on this high speed train, which is far more important to California.
Oh yeah,
than water.
Right. Because the train will go through 8 feet of water. Anyway, the thing I love about this is that people don't know, in California they passed a law a couple of years back where they were going to rip out, I don't know, what was it, four or five dams and put in these two big mega dams or whatever, you know, reservoirs, whatever you want to call them, right? So
right.
They've taken down some of those smaller dams, but they haven't built the mega dams yet, right, or the mega reservoirs yet. And because you know, we were going to be in a drought for another 20 years, and so they really didn't see any reason to speed through it. 75% of the water that's coming down from the north right now, you know what's happening to it, right? It's being diverted to the ocean.
Right.
So all that fresh water
right.
that we could use down here, all the fresh water the farmers, we can't capture it. And the
yeah.
loons in California keep voting for the loons to be sent to Sacramento to keep screwing us.
Well, the reason for that, it kind of makes a lot of sense, because there are really good reasons why that water shouldn't be captured. There are species of animals. There's a hope that the salmon eventually will make their way out of the Sacramento Delta and up into the foothills again. Obviously, the Delta smelt by not releasing all that fresh water can affect the important Delta smelts spawning grounds in the marsh areas. And the other thing is
they're,
given
they're minnows.
I've read this.
They're fish bait. They other fish eat them. And matter of fact, they're not bad with a little butter and garlic in a pan. But that's a story for another day. Go ahead.
I had a buddy of mine actually did a T-shirt called "Eat the Delta Smelt," and it was kind of funny. Anyway, I read a little bit about this, and you know, Victor Davis Hanson has written a lot about it, and Hanson points out that similar to the interstate freeway system in the state of California, the water system and the way that water is reservoired and shuttered around the state and whatever is really appropriate for California population circa 1965. So if we were to just back down the number of people that live in the state, that might be an easier thing to do than to try to figure out a way to bring the water capacity up to modern day. So that's another way to try to go at the problem of not having enough water, is not to try to figure out ways to get more water, but figure out ways to just get more people out of the state so they don't consume it.
I'm good with that. Well, you know, I don't know if I'm good with that, because I'm kind of into this Cal Exit thing. You know, but I'm thinking that I'm trying to get conservatives to move out of the state so we can leave enough room for all the libs to move into the state. And I figured another 10 or 15 years, once they're here and once they live the kind of lifestyles they want to live and do what they want to do, this will be a barren wasteland in 20 years. And we can just come back and just take it back over. You know, that's not a bad idea, don't you think?
Well, we're absolutely on that course. Did you see the projected budget for 2017-2018 for the state of California?
It's a joke. The man lives in... Matter of fact, if anybody knows his history, I am sure he drops a hit of LSD before he goes ahead and approves and writes out the budget. Go ahead.
You know what? Actually, this if Jerry Brown spent more time wasted, I mean, absolutely...
Okay, we might be in better shape, but...
Yeah.
Think about something. He's considered
a billion six.
He's considered one of the most conservative people in Sacramento. Come on, think about that.
Oh, that's that is.
He's considered one of the most conservative Democrat in San Diego. I mean, in Sacramento. Put it that way. That's what I mean.
By who?
By the Sacramento loons. Everybody up there. When you talk to some of those people up there, they talk about how. He, you know, compared to the other Democrats, he is a conservative. And I just think it's nuts. But look at, California's got major problems. I did a story tonight about the California school district, college districts. They will now ignore any laws they feel they're uncomfortable with, that they don't like, they don't agree with. All right? I mean, it's just craziness. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Michael Howsam joins me here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. We'll be back in a minute.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are. If I hit the right button, we'll be back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I want to bring him right back on. I always have a good time when Michael's on with me. Michael Hausman joins me. He's a columnist. And you have to have a college degree, you know, to read what he writes. I got to tell you. Seriously. I go, you know, I mean, he's so smart he forgets the rest of us barely made it through the sixth grade. Anyway, Michael, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time with me.
You know, that's a really a nice compliment. I really appreciate that.
What,
thank
you. That the rest of us are at the sixth grade level? Okay, cool. Hey, listen, I want to know, you know, the Women's Rights March was last week. Coming up this week is the Pro-Life March. I want to hear what you have to say about that. But interestingly enough, last week, if there weren't all those vagina costumes, I may not have known it was a Women's March. I would have thought it was an anti-Trump march. What do you think about that?
Gosh, you know what? Interesting. A couple of thoughts about it. I had some friends that were marching in Los Angeles. In fact, I was going to come up to Los Angeles, come up here and do it, just to video it and watch it. And I just, on Saturday morning, I'm like, you know what? I don't actually give a crap. But, you know, a couple of interesting thoughts that I had, but things about it that were interesting to me. Number one is the idea that they're calling themselves the resistance. Obviously, there's it's the play on words with the French resistance fighting against the Nazis. So that's obviously not too subtle. But on the other hand, you know, they're not really the resistance. All they are now is just the opposition party that lost. And I think it's self-aggrandizing for them to use that kind of language. But even more than that, I kind of watched a bunch of these things, and it seems to me that protests nowadays end up just being a grab bag of a bunch of leftist causes. I mean, I'm not sure what, I mean, I understand the arguments that are being made, but I was just looking at all the placards. I mean, obviously abortion, but then there's equal pay and misogyny, but then there's also minimum wage. I mean, it's just a grab bag of leftist stuff that, you know, whatever percentage of these folks are professionals. And I don't actually know what they were protesting for. I mean, the civil rights.
They didn't know what they were protesting for. When they were being interviewed by many, nobody, you know, I'm here in support of women. Well, what are you supporting? Well, I'm supporting their rights. Well, what rights are you Listen. Come on, Michael, let's be honest with this, all right? Are there negative things happening to women in and around the workplace? Yes, of course there is. This happens to all kinds of people in all walks of life. But if you're a woman today, right, you have your own business, I have my own business, does a woman-owned business play at the same level as you do? Come on.
Not if they're trying to go for federal contracts.
Bingo, right? Women-owned businesses get a leg up in a lot of places. If you're a minority woman-owned business, forget it. I don't even put the paperwork in. I don't stand a chance when it comes to some of these contracts that have federal overtones to it, or even state overtones to it. So,
right.
You know, I mean, and that whole protest, as you said, it was anti-Trump, pro-abortion. That's all it was. Look at pro-life women. If it was truly a women's group, pro-life women would have been allowed to march, but they weren't. They were actually kept out of the parade. The transgender women now are very upset because their comment was, and seeing all those vaginas moving through, it led people to believe that in order to be a woman, you have to have a vagina. I'll let you go on that one.
Well, wait a second. Let me just make sure that I heard what you were saying. Say what you just said again.
The transgender community is very upset because the protests represented that in order for you to be part of a woman's protest, you had to have a vagina. That only women.
Yeah, it's
women.
It's,
yeah,
exactly. It's discriminating against women that don't have vaginas. Yeah, that absolutely killed me. I just thought that was so. Well, I actually tweeted. It was I forget. Maybe it was I forget who tweeted it, but it was a. It was a copy of. It was a screenshot of an article that somebody had written it was an opinion column, some leftist site, saying something like, the Women's March is leading out, what was the phraseology? Something like it's, vagina-centric agenda leaves out transgenders or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was not an ironic headline. This particular writer was pissed that vaginaless women are being left out. And then the picture was a couple of these women in these ridiculous vagina costumes. And I tweeted, intentionally multi-layered in the message, I tweeted out, they're eating their own. Because that's exactly what it is. I mean, these radical leftists are now pissed off at the other radical leftists because they're... that to me, that you've got a woman in a vagina costume who's, you know, screaming and squelching about how she has no role in American society nowadays, and that women's rights are being destroyed, and then you've got somebody right next to him screaming at her for discriminating against those women that don't happen to have female genitalia. And they're coming to blows, and it's just like...
Okay, so then I see... I got to get this clip for you because you are one of my buddies that will appreciate this. I'm listening to this clip off to the side, and at first I'm thinking, no, I didn't hear that. So I pulled the clip in front of me. You know how you get sidetracked, and I'm looking at it, and I'm watching it. And there's a reporter, and she's talking to the women. And she's trying to get a feel for, okay, what are you protesting? What is your take on, you know, those kind of things, right? You know, you're here for a specific reason, or maybe several. I'd like to hear what you have to say. Being very polite and very honest about it, not condescending at all. And the woman, woman looks at her and says, well, as a cisgen, I don't think you have a right to even ask me that question because you don't know what they're going through. And she says, I know. That's why I'm asking you. And she said, well, I don't have a right. I don't have a right to speak for this woman and that woman and this kind of woman. And I'm here just to support them. Well, what are you supporting in them or for them? I mean, this was the kind of conversations this woman was having, the reporter, going down the road. And some people were blocking the camera and telling her that she was being obnoxious and that she was, I think... How do you expect to get your message across? Do you just expect to get your message across by having Ashley Judd? Oh my God, the woman! How many hits of LSD you think she took? Come on, I'm my bet is six. Did you hear her speech?
I did hear.
A rambling?
Yeah.
Not even a speech. It's a rambling, right? I mean, really?
Right.
What was she against? Do you still know? I mean, I've had a week to think about it. I still can't figure it out.
Well, the. I'm not sure what any of them wanted, quite frankly.
Well, they all wanted they wanted to F Trump and blow up the White House. I mean, seriously, just didn't you hear them?
Well, no, what they actually want. I mean, it's been illegal since the 1960s to pay a woman differently for the same job.
Right.
So, I mean, the pay equality thing that Hillary made a big deal about.
It's already law. It's already law. We just need to enforce the law. Right?
What?
It's already law. Yeah. All we need to do is enforce the law. It's not that hard.
Well, the reality is it's not even an enforcement issue. I mean, it's that whole women get paid less thing has been so incredibly debunked.
Yeah, I know that.
When you adjust for all the various education and hours worked and degrees and jobs and all that kind of thing, there's no difference. So I don't get it. I don't get what they would want. To have happened to say, okay, I mean, if the Republicans all came back tomorrow and said, okay, women now have to get legally paid the same amount as a man for the same job, somebody'd be like, oh, that's already been on the books for 50 cents.
I love the woman from Texas. Oh, God, she was the one that did that whole abortion thing on the Texas floor. Anyway, legislative floor. She said, well, you know, the problem is that we don't have women are underrepresented in the government. There aren't 50% women in the legislatures across the country. There aren't 50, blah, 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 blah. She's going on and on. I'm going, then why don't you run? Well, stop complaining about what do you want us to do? Do you want us to go out on the streets, the highways, the byways and say, okay, what are you going to want me? You look like somebody who would be okay. And yank. They need to run. They need to raise money. They need to run. They need to have a platform. They need to get people on their side. It's not a give me, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I lose my mind. When people come up with their really ignorant comments like that, I just lose my mind. Speaking of which, tell people how to find things about you. Your show, you said you're doing a weekly podcast now, so tell them how they can find it.
Two things. Number one, Twitter at MPHouse, MPHAUS. And then for my various different business things and my podcast and all that, it all clears through michaelhausam.com, MICHAELHAUSAM.com. There's links to a couple of business things, plus the political and the podcast and all that as well.
Well, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. You've been listening to Joe Messina on The Real Side. That was Michael Hausam. Hey, we're here all week. And one more day. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Hey, did you see the...